What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, April 25th, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and whatever insanity is in store for us there. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. So if you've got something important to say, go ahead and call on in. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But don't just call on in to hear yourself on the radio, because I really need to get through a lot of information today. And Mike will be answering your phone calls when you call on in to the show. So let's get right on in, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Starting with Syria, the Syrian army has liberated East Qalamun, and they're just making this inexorable progress toward reclaiming their country. And now it's coming down to a situation where there are basically the Syrian-controlled parts of Syria and the U.S. control part of Syria, and that is not a very pleasant situation when you keep hearing that the U.S. is already building more military bases in Syria without the permission of the Syrian government. But Syria's getting a lot done with relatively, you know, inexpensive equipment, as opposed to that U.S. missile strike that Trump sent on in. Which was 105 pieces of munitions, most of them Tomahawk missiles. They go for about $1.5 million a pop. Israel is still screaming unhappy about the fact that Russia is going to be sending, or has already sent, I'm getting mixed stories on this one, the S-300 air defense missiles. And Lieberman is out there saying that Israel will destroy the Syrian S-300 if it attacks our jets. Okay, if the S-300 shoots down your jets, what are you going to attack the S-300s with? Obviously, using a nuclear bomb would be politically very expensive. It would basically prove to the world Israel is a nuclear power, despite their policy of ambiguity. But I think probably what Mr. Lieberman ought to be thinking about is not sending Israel's jets into other people's countries, and that would solve all the problems. But Israel has this attitude that there's able to go wherever they want, bomb whoever they want, shoot whoever they want, and nobody has a right to resist. Now, Russia has come on back and said that if Israel hits the S-300s in Syria, the results will be catastrophic. They didn't get more specific than that, but it does sound like a lot of saber rattling with those S-300s. And this was a very scary article. This is over at uns.com. And it's titled Russia's Standoff Capability, the 800-pound gorilla in Syria. And what they're talking about here is that the U.S. seems to be trying to figure out a way they can directly confront Russia in Syria, but without having it get outside Syria, which I don't think can happen. But apparently Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters is saying that, yes, we should just go fight the Russians in Syria. And he says the key to defeating Russia in Syria is to win rapidly and decisively and keep it in Syria, and Russia will be afraid to do anything after that. So he's talking really, really tough. Trump is back to talking about a withdrawal plan from Syria, but it doesn't represent a stand down of military adventurism in Syria. What he's talking about is simply subcontracting the U.S. government's dirty work, like they did in Yemen, where they got Saudi Arabia to do the dirty work for them. And now Saudi Arabia, acting apparently on behalf of the United States, is putting pressure on the Qatar government to send troops to Syria to replace departing U.S. forces, or Qatar will lose U.S. support, and the government will fall. I mean, they're just laying it on there with a trowel. And by the way, it would be illegal under international law for Qatar to invade Syria. But that appears to be the direction they're going. And then Trump keeps flipping back and forth on this, because according to this article over in antiwar.com, he's backtracked on the pullout of Syria and vows a strong and lasting footprint. Well, the two are not mutually exclusive if he's thinking in terms of a U.S.-led foreign force being in Syria. But it does seem like Trump, he's coming across as weak. That's what it looks like to me. He's being pulled back and forth by his different advisors who all want different things. Bolton wants war, and most of his advisors want war. The debate is how to do it and how far to take it. And he keeps flipping back and forth. And Trump is supposed to be the president. He's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to lead. And he's supposed to be basically carrying out the agenda he promised us he was going to carry out when he was campaigning. But he does seem to waffle back and forth. And it seems like he's succumbing too much to his advisors. That's my opinion. And I think he needs to be stronger. I think he needs to know his own mind better. Even if I don't agree with what he's doing, he's got to be an effective leader. If he's flipping back and forth all the time, his subordinates aren't going to know what the heck is going on. That's a very dangerous situation. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, over in Chechnya, their leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, has called the recent U.S. missile raids on Syria an anti-Russian provocation and has declared that regiments, battalions, and brigades of Chechen infantry can go to the Middle East to enforce order if Putin asks him to. So that is shaping up to be yet another player in an already too full card table. Russia is now showing the wreckage of Trump's stronger, faster, and smarter missiles intercepted in Syria, and the final numbers are in. Out of 105 munitions that were launched, only 22 U.S., French, and British missiles actually hit their targets. 46 missiles were intercepted by the Syrian Air Defense Forces. The rest just broke down and just fell out of the sky for technical reasons. Remember a year ago when Trump launched 60 cruise missiles at that Syrian airbase? One failed coming out of the tube. Only half hit the airfield, and they didn't hit anything important. The rest just sort of flew off, and I presume probably blew up some goat herder somewhere. Now, Russia is claiming it has recovered a U.S. Tomahawk cruise missile in good condition, and they're taking it back to Russia to use it to improve their own weapons. The U.S. Department of Defense is out there saying, oh, this is absurd. This is utterly absurd. Of course, they don't have one of our rockets, you know, even though they were showing it on TV. Here's an article from Foreign Policy Journal that I think captures the current American perception of what's going on in our government. It says American officials continue to make laughingstocks to themselves, and they're talking about Mad Dog Mattis, the Secretary of War, who was out there trying to justify the missile strike, saying that Assad had gassed all those children up at Douma, even though he admits there's no evidence to back it up. He just believes that it happened. Now, that is a lousy way to be making decisions. That's like me believing that my neighbor is trying to seduce my wife and taking violent action on the basis of that belief without any evidence whatsoever. Now, over in Great Britain, their Minister of State for the Middle East and Foreign Commonwealth Office, Alistair Burt, is out there saying that the Syrian strikes were aimed to defend the Syrian people by destroying Assad's chemical weapons. Now, the problem with that claim is that by bombing chemical weapons facilities, you would kill thousands of people, Syrian people, from the resulting toxic cloud that would be released. That did not happen, which is an indicator there was nothing there. And now we're hearing that experts from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they have reached the sites targeted by the attack. And they have said there is no trace of chemical weapons. It just wasn't there. We bombed another aspirin factory. So, 105 munitions, hundreds of millions of dollars, not just for the weapons, but for the fuel, for the launching platforms, the salaries for all the people, all that money spent, and they got really kind of nothing. It's a big nothing burger, militarily. Now, over at the corporate media, we're starting to see this very obvious escalation in a campaign to demonize and smear and attack anybody who's challenging the official Syria narrative. Oh, you're a Russian troll, you're a Russian asset, you're an arm of Russian propaganda. Remember when the Washington Post said that of whatreallyhappened.com? I felt rather proud, to be honest. And that's it. They don't have any evidence. They don't have any facts to back it up. It's just anybody who challenges the official story is going to get attacked. They're just smear pieces. The good news is they're doing it so much, people are noticing. It's called attention to itself. And people who are still watching the corporate media are saying, what's going on here? Where's the actual, you know, debate of the facts in the case? It's just all personal attacks. And it's too blatantly obvious. And then the corporate media wonders why they're losing audience. Another little article, this one came out of Global Research up in Canada. They do really good work up there. And it says, where's the shame? Why is the world silent? Acceptance of the West's war crimes is the new normal. No, I have to disagree with Global Research on this one. Okay, the world isn't silent. The governments are silent. The corporate medias are silent. People are talking. People are very upset about what's going on. The independent media is very upset about what's going on. Right now, looking at the audience numbers for the corporate media versus the audience numbers for the independent media, you have to realize it is a mistake to frame your perception of what you think is going on in America based in terms of what the corporate media is saying. The fact that the corporate media is silent doesn't mean the American people are being silent. They're just being unreported. Now, adding more fuel to the fire over there in Syria is Turkey is continuing their military offensive in Afrin. And it looks like they're continuing to move forward. And the Syrian government is saying, really, you know, we would like you to not invade our country. But Turkey is claiming that they're just out there to get rid of the last of the Kurds. But they've already declared that Afrin is now under jurisdiction of the Turkish government, and that's a bad sign. Remember, the agenda for Syria all along has been to Balkanize it, to break it into pieces, to make it weaker so Israel can sleep soundly at night. And they want to break off a piece and call it Kurdistan. They want to give the Kurds all the oil and gas so they'll sell it for the U.S. dollar. And they want Assad to just have that part of Syria that really doesn't have much of anything in it. That's been the plan all along. And they still want Assad out. Over in Israel, the IDF continues to open fire on the Gaza protesters. And apparently the latest updated death toll since this march began is 33, including four children, one photojournalist, and the number of those wounded has risen to 2,436, including 410 children, 66 women, 22 journalists, and 9 paramedics. There have been no Israeli casualties. It's a completely one-sided battle. Okay, now, the latest justification coming out of the government of Israel for why the snipers are killing child protesters is, well, they should be in school. If they were in school, then they wouldn't have been shot. That's why we shot them. They're playing hooky. I guess playing hooky carries a death sentence in I guess playing hooky is a death sentence in Israel. We're going to go to the phones now. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what do you think Israel was behind trying to attack Yemen Air Base in Syria the other night? With the drone?
Are you talking about the one where the armed drones came on in and the air defense system shot it down? Nobody's really sure. Israel is not taking credit for it. People think it may be some of the U.S.-backed militants trying to get in there. But attacking the Russians is a really, really bad idea. because I disagree with that lieutenant colonel we were talking about just a few minutes ago. If we actually get into a conflict with Russia in Syria, we will not be able to win rapidly or decisively, and it will not stay in Syria. It will ignite at least a regional, if not global, conflict.
Yeah, Russia can move a lot of equipment real quick, Mike, and they ain't that far away, so we'd lose. It would take a lot more for us to move resources and weapons replenishment, and we'd lose. Hey, Mike, you know what's funny? Like, they didn't get the message, the S-300. You know, this S-400, S-300, the later models can pick up, like, something the size of a soccer ball. I mean,
they're very good missiles. They're very, very good missiles. I keep hearing conflicting reports about whether or not they've actually been delivered and are set up and operating. But whatever Syria had around that Russian base apparently worked because they shot all the drones down. Back to that missile strike, I mean, look at the poor performance of the American weapons. More weapons were lost to mechanical failure than were shot down.
They just showed the Russian today. They had all the stuff spanned out. And I know they said two actually were almost intact, and they're already on their way to Russia. And, Mike, you know they showed almost full circuit boards where you can still see the processors on the boards. So these things were shot down. Yeah, sure, you're going to have some failures. There's no way 100-and-something missiles are all going to reach their target because we know the Tomahawk's not a perfect, you know, weapon. But they did get shot down, but you see circuit boards fully intact, Mike. Like, I mean, layers of circuit boards. So, I mean, there's a lot of information there.
Yeah, but again, if you look at the numbers, 22 hit their targets, 40 were shot down, and the rest just crashed from mechanical failures. That's a 50% failure rate. That's not acceptable.
Russia, at those prices of the Tomahawks, are the so-called stealthy Tomahawks. I think the stealthy Tomahawks, Mike, were the extended-range ones. That's it.
Could very well be. Boy, if the Russians got hold of one of those, that's going to be significant. Remember when that F-117 got shot down and parts of it just disappeared, and now all of a sudden Russia and China have stealth technology?
And then also British had the Storm Shadow missile. They had parts for that. And also I think France has the Status. I think it's called the Status. The Status, basically, I know one of the ships failed to launch them. So they had another ship France had. They had to launch them because the first ship couldn't launch them, which tells you a lot about
French. Yeah, the entire launching system on the ship failed. Where are they buying this stuff? It's junk. I mean, you know, I'm opposed to the war, but, you know, when you look at how much all of this stuff costs and then you see its poor performance, would you buy a car that broke down half the time?
Of course not. And, Mike, not only that, but last night, AC-130 surveillance planes were supposedly they got scrambled by Russia EW, electronic warfare systems. According from what I was reading, they went black. So, you know, Russia 25 years ahead on missile tech and electronic countermeasures, Mike. You know, like, those are two big deals. You know, we might have a lot of stuff in other areas, but missile tech is where it's at. I hate to break it to you. Missile tech and electronic countermeasures is where it's at. You know, that's the future. And drone warfare, you know.
Absolutely. And high speed, you know, hypersonic missiles. See, the problem is that the United States military industrial complex has basically been spending huge amounts of money to refine and improve the weapons used to fight World War II. Russia and China have been building the weapons with which they expect to fight World War III. And that's why so much of our stuff is not only not really effective, it's doctrinally inappropriate. We were talking the other day about how experts are now saying these giant $15 billion supercarriers the U.S. is building are really not cost effective when you look at what they actually do versus what they actually cost. Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And an idea occurred to me over the commercial break. Do you remember how Iran succeeded in capturing a U.S. drone by electronic countermeasures? They spoofed the GPS signal and convinced the drone that it was landing at its home base when, in fact, it came down in Iran. And given what is claimed to be the nearly intact nature of the Tomahawks, I'm kind of wondering if maybe Russia did that and guided these Tomahawks to a very gentle landing, because I would normally expect a malfunctioning Tomahawk to just basically nose into the ground and re-kit itself.
But that wasn't any drone that landed in Iran, Mike. That was a CIA drone. That was a special drone. I think they only made two, right?
Well, I don't know, but Iran has copied it and made a lot of them now.
And most likely Russia's got them, too, because, you know, hey, that's the nature of the game, right? You know, the shared technology between allies. You know, but hey, Mike, I wanted to, I know people calling in, you know, like one of the calls said I should be a guest. We're all guests on your show. You know, Thomas Jefferson said the most patriotic thing we can do for our country is be well-informed citizens. So I'm calling in to you and tell your listeners to do some research. It doesn't take long to figure out what's going on. And just go to, like, different sites. You know, like your site and Moon Over Alabama and Blackstone Intelligence, all these sites. You can learn a lot. And, yeah, sure, there's a lot of crap out on the Internet, but you know, more crap out on the TV screen. You know, but you can
learn a lot
just by using but you can learn a lot by using your critical thinking skills. You got to think and you got to do some research on what's going on. And that's knowledge is power. You know, like they fear you because if you're knowledgeable. Dumb people they don't fear because they're easy to control. So I just want to leave it. But Mike, I got two more things to say before I get off the phone because I want other callers to call in with Power of Siberia is going to be finished this year, Mike. That's the pipeline that's going from Russia to China for gas.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's longer than going from Russia to London, I believe, the pipeline. That's how long the pipeline is. That's a game changer, Mike. That's a game, especially with the petrol yuan, because I think gas is traded in, will be traded in petrol yuan too, right? Not just oil, all commodities.
Oh, yeah, all petroleum commodities. I mean, the world is moving away from the dollar, and they're using their own domestic currencies, or they're using the yuan or the ruble. And that's why the U.S. is putting pedal to the metal on this war. They want to basically conquer the world and drag it back to the days of Bretton Woods.
And then my last comment is about China setting up manufacturing. Like, it's in the process right now of hypersonic airplanes. Now, the average commercial airliner, Mike, goes from Beijing to New York in 15 hours. Hypersonic plane can go in 2 hours. Now, I just have a question, Mike. Would these planes be flying, like, at a higher altitude because of obstructions like birds and this or that? Because obviously going hypersonic speeds and birds are not going to equal good, right? So they got to be actually flying high.
Oh, yeah, they're
going
to be right at the upper edge of the atmosphere. Not only to stay out of the way of slower airplanes, but also because in the thinner air, they can move faster.
Which goes to tell when Putin had his press conference, they have the hypersonic missiles. This is a reality.
Yes.
This is a reality. So, and Russia is further ahead than both of us and the Chinese. And China's already got the manufacturing line set up. So that tells you Russia is probably more advanced. So don't mess with the bear. Don't poke
well,
the bear.
Well, it's hard to know who's really ahead when it comes to Russia and China. I remember seeing a video, I think it was about 4 years ago, that somebody claimed was a UFO that was shot over China. To me, it looked like it was a test of a hypersonic transatmospheric craft. And China's definitely got some cutting-edge stuff out there.
It just blows me away, Mike, 15 hours to 2 hours. Is that amazing? What's next?
Yep.
You know, what's after that? You know, in another 50 years, maybe less. You know, that's amazing. Can you imagine?
It's going to be amazing. London to Tokyo in 2 hours and then wait for 5 hours for the luggage to come out the little ramp.
If they don't lose it.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Yeah, even with these hyper-dazzling aircraft, it's such a pain to travel these days. What, with TSA and everything? It's made it very, very unpleasant. Now we're hearing all these stories about airline passengers who get tased. I'm old enough to remember, when flying was really special. The very first commercial airliner I ever rode on, as a very small child, was a Lockheed Constellation. And I just thought that was so cool, and I was hooked. And I love flying itself, but I don't like traveling these days because of TSA and all that harassment and the two small airline seats. I mean, I've lost 100 pounds, and still the airline seats feel way too tight. So it's not a pleasant experience at all. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, more about Israel, more about the international scenes, some new developments on the domestic political front, lots to talk about. We'll get right to it as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there is a video that has come on out. It's already gone viral all over the world. And the video is showing these Israeli occupation soldiers celebrating while they shoot at Palestinians in the occupied West Bank village of Madama near Nablus. This happened on the 13th of this month. And it catches them discussing the use of live ammunition against Palestinians who pose no threat before censoring themselves because the exchange is being filmed. According to the human rights group B'Tselem, which published the video, about 30 residents were trying to remove a roadblock the army had placed at the entrance to the village. Now, Great Britain has just authorized the sale of $445 million worth of arms to Israel, including sniper rifles and replacement parts. And the sale has gone on through, even though Britain is concerned that some of the sniper rifles might be used in the occupied territories to kill Palestinians. They're really, really concerned, but they'll take the money. Israeli forces have also invaded Nabi Saleh, and this is over in the West Bank. Israel is ramping up the provocations. I think Netanyahu wants a third intifada. or he wants another excuse to go in and bomb the heck out of anything Palestinian to distract from his corruption problems. But his abuse of the Palestinians has crossed a line. Even Jews in Israel are demonstrating against him. When this first started happening down there on that border between Israel and Gaza, I said this could turn out to be Israel's equivalent of the Amritsar massacre, which was the turning point where Britain started to lose control of India. And I think that may be happening again. Apparently, there was another Israeli soldier, Ben Deri, who killed a Palestinian teenager. And basically, the evidence was showing that this soldier intentionally killed Nuwara, 17-year-old kid. There was no justification. But the judge basically reduced the charge down to accidental death. And the soldier is going to be spending 9 months in prison, and he'll probably be let out much sooner than that. And the judge basically praised the soldier and said, yeah, you know, you are acting fine. Over in Yemen, at least 45 innocent Yemenis have been murdered by the Saudis in only 4 days. A lot of them had to do with that airstrike on a wedding, which killed a bunch of people, including the bride. And according to witnesses, there were no military objects in the vicinity of the targeted area at the time of the strike. They just bombed it to bomb it. Now, Yemen is very angry because another Saudi airstrike killed the chairman of Yemen's Supreme Political Council, Salah al-Samad. They apparently bombed his home on Thursday last week. And Yemen is saying they will respond to that because this guy was a politician. He was not a combatant. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Mike in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I was reading an article about Finland is going to quit universal basic income, which is just a real stupid idea, some kind of a social program, a government, you know, program that is a hit to the times, like a Social Security in a way, but they found out it's just not going to work. But who supported that was, of all people, Zuckerberg, is that his name, the CEO of Facebook, and
yes.
The CEO, yeah, right, and the CEO of Tesla. Also, but it's almost like, what do these people think, that the government is going to, you know, create money or debase everybody's savings? We talk about that all the time. They're going to just dish out money, and then, you know, the money you already have is going to buy you less at the store. Your basket is going to only have a couple items in there, you know, for the amount of money that you're paying over, you know, within a 10-year period. That's inflation. It's hidden. It's totally hidden. All right. So, but these big CEOs, you know, that are stealing your information and selling it, are willing to just step up and say, "Oh yeah, let the government just, you know, screw the little guy at the bottom who isn't going to be able to retire, and even if he does, his dollar is not going to have any more bang. It's going to be like a little cap, you know, that those." Little caps that you used to squeeze when they go off.
Well,
I forgot what they were called.
We know liberals tend to be socialists, and this universal basic income was a test trial to see if they could sell the idea of just making people permanently dependent on the government for their income. And the next step after that, and we're already seeing it with like Medicaid, is a work requirement. The government will tell you what job you're going to have, what job you're going to do. The government will then give you the money. That's communism, and that's the direction that this is definitely headed. We were going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, Mike, so thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and I want to get on back here to the international situation because it's getting tense. Now, Donald Trump, again, we're seeing flip-flops and waffling back and forth. Earlier in the week, Trump was saying about, well, you know, maybe we can just leave the Iran deal as it is. Now he's back to threatening Iran that it has to be changed or he's going to withdraw from it. And even Macron changed, because Macron came to Washington, D.C. to try and convince Trump to stay in the deal, because all the other signatories in this arrangement, all the other members of the PAC, think this deal is just fine. And apparently they had a very long discussion, and somehow or other Macron is now over on Trump's side. In fact, somebody was commenting that Macron and Trump are the new Bush and Blair, and we know how bad that all worked out. So Trump is out there threatening Iran as the deadline, which is May 12th, next month, for renewal of the deal. And Iran's foreign minister is out there reminding everybody that while Iran is fully in compliance with the P5 plus one deal, the United States has been violating the nuclear deal since the moment it was signed. They didn't remove all the sanctions. They removed some, and then they promptly added more sanctions back on there. And Trump is already talking about throwing more sanctions back onto Iran until they just, by gosh, do what I tell them to do. I wish Trump was as tough with his own advisors, his own cabinet. So Iran, meanwhile, has rejected Trump and Macron's latest nuclear deal proposals. Iran's position is they've signed the deal. There's no reason to change it. And they don't see that the U.S. or France, for that matter, have any legal authority under international law to come on in and retroactively alter the agreement. Reminds me of that Darth Vader scene in the second Star Wars movie. You know, I've altered the bargain. Pray I don't alter it any further. That's the kind of attitude we're getting from the U.S. government. And then they wonder why other countries don't trust them anymore. So Iran's position is, we're willing to stay with the deal. We'd like the U.S. to comply with their end of the agreement. But if Trump pulls out, there will be no new deal. And they're going to go back to nuclear enrichment. And who knows what all else they're going to be working toward. Because Iran has to know, if the U.S. is putting this much pressure on Iran to surrender its weapons of deterrence, then an invasion is definitely on the way. Iran's government just has to know that. Now, let's talk about Al Jazeera. As you know, Al Jazeera put together this very controversial documentary about the Israel lobby in Great Britain. It aired on British TV. It upset a lot of people. It upset, obviously, a lot of Israel supporters that the secret was out. And it upset a lot of the British people who didn't realize how much under foreign control their government is. Now, Al Jazeera has been working on a version for the U.S. about the Israel lobby in the United States. And, of course, Israel was out there screaming it's anti-Semitic, it's, you know, it's Jew hate, blah, 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 blah. And it was announced by the Zionist Organization of America that Qatar had agreed not to release this U.S.-Israel lobby film. But Al Jazeera has come on out and said, no, there is no cancellation. The project is going ahead. It will be released. And it won't be carried probably on any American cable network. We're going to have to watch it online. But when it comes on out, it's something that we all need to see. Because our government is not our own. Our government is bought and paid for by a foreign power. And even more sick, it was bought and paid for with our money. Congress votes to send your money to Israel. Israel funnels it back into the U.S., into AIPAC, and gives it to members of Congress who will agree to send more money to Israel. It's a giant kickback scheme if you really think about it. Over in Armenia, things are heating up. And the strategic situation is that Armenia is important to Russia because it's key to protecting Russia's southern flank. And back in 2016, then Secretary of State John Kerry sort of started kicking up the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh as punishment for Russia's intervention into Syria. because Russia's not allowed to go into Syria, even at the invitation of the Syrian government. You know, we're allowed to go on in without permission because we're the exceptional United States of America. So it looks like Armenia is going through yet another covert U.S. regime change in order to basically pose a greater threat to Russia. And at some point, Russia is going to start responding. One of the reasons tensions are so high is that when the Soviet Union collapsed and the Russian Federation was created, the NATO nations made a promise. We will not expand any further to the east. And yet they have. They keep trying to drag more nations into NATO or more nations into the European Union. That's what led to the conflict in Ukraine. Yanukovych wanted to merge with the Russian republics. So they kick him out. They put in President Chocolate, trigger civil war all over the place. It's a huge mess. Now, getting on over to Korea, as you know, it's become very obvious that what North Korea meant by denuclearization and what Trump thought North Korea meant by denuclearization are not even in the same time zone. They're just miles apart on this. And we're coming up on the meeting between South Korea's Moon Jae-in and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. They'll meet at the Peace House. They're already talking reunification. They're having cultural exchanges. The signs are all good that the Korean Peninsula is coming back together. They're going to officially end the Korean War. And this is a problem for the United States. And there's a very interesting article that came on out from Sputnik News, basically saying that Washington's fear is that the talks between North and South Korea will show that the problem has been the U.S. government all along, just going on in and messing around with other people's countries. And there's a concern that South Korea or even a united Korea would pivot toward China. So I don't know what the U.S. is going to do to mess that up, but I guarantee they will do something to mess that up. We reported earlier in the week that China was conducting live fire drills in the Taiwan Straits to send a warning to Taiwan, you'd better behave. Taiwan is now going to conduct their own live fire drills in a response. And I think we reported yesterday, polls in Taiwan are showing 70% of the Taiwan people are willing and ready to fight China for their independence. They don't want to be part of mainland China. They want their own country, which, by the way, under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they have a right to. Everybody has a right to self-determination. If the government 3,000 miles away is doing a lousy job, then have an independence referendum and break loose. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Unfortunately, such attempts at independence usually result in being bombed. This is a very troubling development. The House lawmakers have closed the Pentagon budget hearing to the public. We're talking about $700 billion. And normally, they will have an open hearing. But for the first time in at least the last 8 years, the House appropriators will meet with the Pentagon's top civilian and uniformed leader about the budget request behind closed doors. Now, whether this means they have been developing something really new and really secret they don't want anybody to know about, that's one reason to have it. Or it may just be that people are going to tune into this hearing and they're going to hear about all this money, billions upon billions upon billions of dollars going to the military. And they're going to get angry at where all those dollars are going in a nation where our pensions are unfunded and we have millions of homeless in the streets. Okay, another story out of Sputnik News. Apparently, they've been having more exercises, war games with the F-35, and it's still losing in dogfights to older jets like the F-15. Now, Lockheed is out there trying to say, well, you know, the F-15 pilots, they're just better pilots, and the F-35 is just perfectly okay. But it keeps losing. And I think one of the problems with losing our manufacturing over the last 30 years is the people in this country who knew how to make quality products have been lured away to other countries where their skills are appreciated and welcome and well compensated. Because I can't think of any reason why that missile strike Trump launched a couple of weeks back had a 50% failure rate from technical faults. Talk about a falling empire. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo's appointment as Secretary of State. And it's just now hitting the airwaves that Dr. Ronny Jackson said he's moving ahead with the nomination for Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Apparently, there was some criticism of some things in his background. Oh, my goodness. Now, we're getting some interesting information about McCabe. And the other day it came on out that McCabe had received a phone call from a very highly placed Department of Justice official who was not named, basically telling him to shut down the Clinton email investigation. Well, there's a new article out from SarahCarter.com basically saying that far from being outraged, McCabe did issue or appear to issue not a stand-down order, but tried to steer people off the email investigation. And apparently multiple former FBI officials, along with a congressional official, are saying that there may have been internal squabbling over the FBI's investigation. There was no official decision to stand the investigation down, but there was just a lot of private conversation. They're trying to basically gloss over the fact that people in the FBI were saying, we can't investigate this, we can't investigate this. Well, why not? I mean, obviously, yes, anybody who was for Hillary being president wanted the investigations to go away. But I think there's a darker reason behind all of this. And I've mentioned it many times before on this show, and I'm going to go on mentioning it. And given the history of the Clintons back in 1996 and the Chinagate scandal, it is reasonable to ask if Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests and using her charitable foundation to collect and launder the money, to deliver the goods through that email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison. Remember when Guccifer was prowling around Hillary's email server, he said he found at least 10 foreign IPs rummaging around the file system there. Okay, Sessions is declining to recuse himself from the probe into the raid on Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. And a lot of people are kind of scratching their head because he did recuse himself from the Russian collusion investigation, but said he doesn't have a problem staying with the investigation to the Trump lawyer. Sounds like double standards here. A lot of people are saying, when is Sessions going to do his job? Now, Representative Zeldin, GOP lawmaker, has sent a letter to Sessions demanding answers about his involvement in the FBI raid of Trump's lawyer. Wants to know what the heck is going on over there. Congress needs to assert its oversight responsibilities here. We'll be back after station identification.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.